My mommy says you have a big butt. You are watching and listening to the Keeping Up with Kardashians After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I just love this little new intro, like the new music.
It's really fun.
It's cute.
I'm all for rebranding. Right. Just like the Kardashians, they've like rebranded themselves.
Right? So many times.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What's going on, everybody? You are watching and listening to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. I am one of your hosts here, Howard III, and filling in for everybody, pretty much, is Mina. How are you, Mina?
I am so good. You know, I used to be the biggest Kardashian fan, and it's crazy because I still keep up, just not as much as I used to. So it's cool to kind of see how everything's changed,
right?
And like everyone's grown now. Like, so, I mean, not everyone, but right. Well, we'll get to that later.
We'll touch on it.
Yeah.
Well, on tonight's episode, we are going to be talking about how Khloé and Kris cannot seem to just get it together, see eye to eye, and Kourtney won't go home. Of course, we have our news and gossip, our grand glam, and just so much more. But before we get into tonight's episode, what are your overall thoughts on what you saw tonight?
You know, I think now that I've, like, worked in the media for a while,
mm-hmm.
like, I've never felt this show be as scripted as it was until revisiting it now. And just, like, it's funny because it's, like, even knowing that it's scripted, I still want to watch.
Right.
Like, even though I know, like, oh, okay, hamster's on the loose. Oh, really? Like, how convenient. Time for, like, Khloé to go on this escape room journey.
Yes.
I'm still like, yeah, let's watch. Let's watch. And I think it's because you kind of, like, fall in love with the characters and their personalities. So even if it's not necessarily a real situation or it is a partially scripted situation, you're still like, well, I still want to see their personalities. And it's like, you're just, it's almost like you're chilling on the couch with them watching.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. But I just felt like the problems were so silly. Like, usually I'm so into the drama, but right. this time I was just like, oh my God. Kendall, I'm so sorry. Kourtney is in your 50-bedroom house, and there's no room for you, and it's suffocating. I really empathize with your plight. So sorry, Kendall.
I know. It was a lot going on with tonight's episode. I mean, it was. I still liked it. It was still a good episode. At least they got some things off their chest, like Khloé did, how she had that talk with Kris about Corey, which I'm still a little iffy about. I mean, I think the girls have every right. Kim, Khloé and Kourtney have every right to look at Corey sideways, but, you know, I'm glad they really spoke about it. But let's get into it here. Episode 7, Season 16. Wow. Pet peeve was tonight's episode name. So speaking with the Khloé train, her and Kris cannot seem to get eye to eye. Before we even touch on that, let's talk about how Khloé was playing Auntie Khloé for the day. Kim called Khloé up and said, hey, you know, North really wants to ride in a limo. Can you make this happen? Which I don't know why, you know, Kim couldn't make it happen. I mean, she's the mama, but okay. She calls up Khloé and says, can you make it happen? So Khloé says, sure, we'll make a day out of it. They have this whole day, and Khloé goes to pick up North, and North is like, I want to be in a white unicorn limo. Like, not a regular everyday limo, so I'm not impressed. The 5-year-old is just not impressed.
My favorite part is when Khloé's like, do you want to get in the limo? And she's like, no. It's like, did she really want, like, what kid is like, what kid her age is like, you know what I really want?
Mm-hmm.
I want a limo, right? Like, what?
Like, who says that? Exactly.
Like, isn't that the usual for her? Like, I feel like most kids are like, I want to get my face painted.
Right.
I want to play dress up.
Most
I want to go here. I want to play with, I want to go to the zoo. Like, but no, I want to ride a limo to go where?
Exactly.
To do what?
Go to the diner. Just ride around. I'm like, really? Okay. And she didn't even really want to get in the limo.
Yeah.
She wanted it to be a white unicorn limo.
And if it's a unicorn limo, would it be a unicorn limo on the inside or the outside? Because then what's the point of riding in something that you can't even see the exterior?
That's
what's
true.
The point? I don't know. I sound so cynical. I sound like a hater right now. I'm not a hater. Like, I'm actually a Kardashian lover. And it's just not coming across right now.
We love them. We do. But so here they are going to the diner. They get to the diner and North is like, well, Coco, I want a hamster. So, being Auntie Coco, she takes it to get her hamster. And I guess that's just the thing to do. I mean, I don't know if I would have got, if I had a niece or nephew. I mean, I have a godson, but I wouldn't get him no hamster. I would say, okay, we'll get a toy hamster, but, you know, another big toy. But Coco got her one, and it just did not sit over well with Kim. I mean, Kim hated this because... You do have to take care of pets. Mm-hmm. And Kim's like, I don't have time to take care of a pet. I don't have time to even take care of a fish. Why would I take care of a hamster?
Yeah.
But Kim wasn't having it, but Coco didn't care. Chloe was like, I don't care. I'm getting her this hamster. And they pretty much had a whole clash to the point where Chloe had to come over to the house and find this hamster. And I was like, really? You call her up for that?
Yeah, but she doesn't have time to take care of it, but she has time to coordinate times for Chloe to come and search for it.
You're right.
The irony.
The irony, right?
Yeah.
I did like the line, though. So in the opening, I said, my mommy said you have a big butt. That's what Nora said to Coco, to Chloe.
And the best part is when scene two is Kim just, like, walking somewhere, and her butt is just, like, taking up 50% of the screen.
Right.
And it's like, I'm just like, oh. That's nice.
It's like, wow. That's why Chloe was like, well, your mom is one to talk.
Yeah.
Just the big butt family.
Oh, my gosh.
But so they handled their whole hamster situation just in time for Chloe and Chris to not see eye to eye. I mean, so they're still going back and forth between Corey. A few episodes, even maybe like a few seasons, Corey has always had this whole mystery about him. Nobody really could figure him out. What does he do? What, you know, do for work? How old is he? All this stuff they wanted to know about it. They really did, but they couldn't figure it out.
They're legit making it sound like he's a serial killer.
Right?
Like, how much do you really know about this guy, Mom? Like, it sounds like the intro to every horror movie you've ever seen, where it's like, do you really know who you're dating? Do you really know who you're married to? Do you really know the skeletons in this person's closet? It's like, it just seems like Corey's just like a private person. Like, chill.
I know, exactly.
But I do get that. It's kind of like when Chloe was explaining and saying, you know, I didn't really investigate into it, and I didn't really want to bring it up as an issue to my mom because I thought it was just this casual dating thing. Mm-hmm. But once my mother got divorced and I realized it was more serious, then I was like, this is weird. We don't know anything about him. And it's true. Like, yeah. What do we know? Corey always shows up to family gatherings. Like, what does the public know about him? I don't know why I just assume that everything we as the public know is what Kardashians know, right. But that's clearly not the case.
Not the case.
But they are a family that tends to be very public about things and mm-hmm. share a lot of information. Obviously, they probably keep things private, especially Kanye likes to keep his kids private for the most part.
Right.
But I just think, yeah, we don't know a lot about him. From a family that is so public.
We really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, we only know just a little bit. I know he was maybe managing Justin Bieber at one point, maybe some other actresses, but we don't know anything about him. And that's what Chloe was saying. Like, how do we not know anything about him? They've been together, Chris and Corey, they've been together for 4 years. And it's like, oh, y'all should really do some digging. Like, Kanye even brought up the fact, you know, in his Kanye ways, pretty aggressive. Kanye texts Corey at 6 a.m. talking about why we haven't met your family? Why don't we know anything about you? Like, pretty much rude about it at 6 a.m. And Chris is like, how are you going to bring in this negative drama, this bad energy so early? Kanye was right, but he should have done it in a better way.
He's a Gemini, what can you say?
Oh.
I appreciate Kanye. What I appreciate about him is that he really doesn't care.
He doesn't.
About, like, keeping things to himself. Like, he will say how he feels, and he does not care about the backlash he receives about his opinions. And I, like, to a certain degree, I do have some respect for that, because, mm-hmm. yeah, it's important to be politically correct, but I also kind of like that he's like this creative artist that just says whatever crazy random thing he wants, and it's funny. But sometimes there is a lot of legitimacy to the things he says.
That's true. He does hit the nail on the head sometimes.
It's just the way he, I think it's the way he communicates messages that it's approach. Like, he doesn't do it in a way that's like palatable. You're kind of like, whoa, like shock value, shock value, shock value. And so even though he says things that do have legitimacy, I think a lot of people are like, whoa, you're crazy. As opposed to, oh, there's some legitimacy in that, but it's, he just communicates it with, like, he just sounds like anger. Radical. Mm-hmm. Like, he sounds like he has these extreme views, but I do, like, find a lot of, like, interesting points in the things he says. And he does call people out.
He sure does.
And it makes for entertaining TV.
But my whole thing is, Kanye, you're calling him out, but Kanye is nowhere to be found on TV. Like, he can't give his side of the story.
Pin it on him.
I know.
Pin it on Kanye.
Here Kim comes trying to just clean up the mess, but it's like, Kanye, you called them out, let me get your interview. You know, you've done interviews, confessionals before. Speak about it. But whatever, what do I know, huh? So Kanye calls out Corey, and you know, it's just a whole, like, they have this whole discussion where it's Kim and it's Chloe and it's Courtney and Scott, some odd reason, but you know, Scott's a part of the family, talking to Chris, and Chris is like, whoa, like, just calm down. We'll speak about this at another time. She doesn't want to touch on it. But she said it's going to have to wait until the girls' trip.
Yeah, you guys, we have an hour episode to fill. Like, save it for the hour episode. Exactly. We got to spread this out. Come on. You know how production works.
Save it towards the end.
We got to tease this. Right. This is a teaser.
So she said, let's save it until after the girls' trip, which is supposed to be Chloe, Malika, Chris. Only them are supposed to be going to this girls' trip in Palm Springs at Chris's new house that she bought, this multi-million-dollar home in Palm Springs, a vacation home. When Chloe and Malika get there to the house, they're greeted by Corey. No word that Corey was coming. Chris kind of just threw him in there on this girls' weekend. Like, come on. Like, everybody else left their boyfriends at home. You know, like, especially since they just spoke about it. Like, here he is. But, so, Chloe's upset about that. They're sitting at dinner. Corey pretty much throws a little bit of shade to Chloe and says, like, hey, you know, I'm used to people wondering about me. I'm used to people saying different things about me. At the dinner table, just so much shade. And it's just awkward.
I want to, like, look up what his sign is now. Like, I'm so curious. If you guys know what Corey's sign is, leave it in the comments below. What's his last name?
Gamble, I think.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Okay, Corey Gamble.
Just like, come on. At the dinner table, all this shade. And
who is Scorpio?
Oh.
November 10th. And fun fact, Kris Jenner was with a Scorpio before. Yeah.
Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce Jenner.
Now Caitlyn.
Now Caitlyn Jenner is a Scorpio.
Wow.
We saw how that worked out, so.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. Two Scorpios together could be really good, but it could also be like, oh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he does seem, he did kind of give me that vibe of, like, he's very secretive, but he also seems like a really loyal guy. Like, it seems like he's
definitely
the protector. Like, he's always there for the girls, and he's kind of like, even though he's very young, it feels like he's there for Chris. Like, he's just always there. Mm-hmm. And when I first saw him with her, I was just like, okay, eye candy, whatever. But now I'm just like, wow, years later, they're still together?
Like, 4 years later.
Okay. Like, this is interesting. I had the same, like, mentality as Chloe. I was like, oh, this isn't going to last long.
Exactly.
Like, this is like a rebound or something. But no, he seems like a solid guy. And keep in mind, Kris Jenner is a very, very savvy woman.
She is.
Like, she would know if something's up with someone. She is, no, I don't think anyone could dupe Kris Jenner. Master marketer, PR lady. Mm-hmm. Like, she is a smart, smart woman.
Mm-hmm.
I love Kris. She's literally one
Me
of
too.
My favorite Kardashians. I love Kris Jenner, or what's her, Kris Kardashian?
Kris Jenner.
What's her maiden name?
What is her maiden name?
What would her name be?
I don't
like
remember
now?
What her maiden name is.
I don't know.
I like Kris Jenner, though.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm keeping the name. You know, she worked too hard for it. She's keeping the name. But here they are in Palm Springs, and it's just awkward. So then Chloe and Malika decide to just go into their room and call Scott. sitting in the bathtub in their full-on pajamas talking about how awkward it is. And I'm like, wow, okay, it was a quick trip. Just stay there for a day, what it seemed like. It's like, wow, really a turnaround trip? But I guess that was it for Girls Weekend. But eventually Chris and Chloe did sit down, speak about it, and Chris was just saying how, you know, he's here. He's here for the family. He's here for me. You're the leader of the pack, Chloe. Like, please just ease up on him. You get everybody riled up, and I just want you to relax, which was a nice little conversation that they should have had. They conversed very well. It's like, okay.
You know, I was very shocked at Chloe because, you know, she's typically a very vocal person.
Very vocal.
You know, Kris Jenner is, like, one of my favorite Kardashians, but if I had to choose among the sisters, Khloe, by
Mine
far.
Too.
Khloe has always been my favorite Kardashian. Like, she's funny, she's entertaining, she's extremely nurturing. She's kind of been, like, the mama bear of the family. Mm-hmm. And, like I said, leader of the pack to a degree. But... you know, I was so surprised that when Corey was, like, passive-aggressive, and he's like, some people
yes.
say X, Y, and Z, and they're, like, talking about a Netflix movie about the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and
right.
it's like, people just talk, and they reveal secrets, and then he's trying to draw a comparison between the Netflix movie and how he feels betrayed by the rumors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you would think that Khloe would say something, but she just bit her tongue, and Malika was there, and they were just, like, it pans to their faces, and they're quiet, and I was like, since when is Khloe ever awkward?
Exactly.
Since when is she ever silent? That's why I was like, this is so odd. Like, I wanted to see a little action. I wanted to see a little right. a little dialogue there, and I was a little disappointed that we didn't
Nothing.
Get that, but it was fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. But I'm glad they were able to speak about it, Chris and Khloe, and pretty much say, we'll put it to the side. Khloe was like, even you just, Khloe said to Chris, like, okay, you still stick by us when we made wrong decisions and you never just voiced your opinion like the way I have, and I'm sorry for that, Mom. Like, I love you. Which was nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead to them. But now let's move on with Courtney. Courtney cannot get out of Kendall's house. Like, she just won't go home. Courtney was there because of the evacuations that they had last week or the week before for the fire, the California fires. So Courtney was saying, oh, I'm going to get my house clean. It still smells like smoke in there. Let me just stay with Kendall a little bit longer. Kendall hated it. Here she is, Kendall, you know, this 23-year-old supermodel coming home from working hard to three kids and her sister. And she's upset about it. I mean, wouldn't you be upset too, Mina? I know I would.
You know, this definitely feels like a throwback and a callback to when Kim was pregnant living with Kris Jenner. And how Kris was like, I'm going to go crazy with you living here. And then Kim makes, there's like all this drama. And Kim's like, you know what? I'm going to move out and I'm going to go here instead.
Yes.
And this has been a recurring storyline. Oh, Rob's with Khloe. He's there a little too long. Oh, but I can't kick him out. Oh, what are we going to do? I'm like, how many times are they going to repeat this storyline of like, oh, someone's staying with me for too long. And I'm like, bro, don't you have, like, 10 houses? Like, don't you have, like, access? Like, don't you have, like... And it's not, like, this is the part that gets me. Like, I could understand if you were, like, in an apartment, like, in a one-bedroom apartment, and you're with, like, three kids and your sister, and you're just like, oh, my God, I need my space. But you are, like, in a, what, 10-bedroom house?
I know. It's
like, what is the square footage on that house?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, you're
it's
trying
huge.
To tell me you have no quiet area, you have no peace of mind, that it's impossible for you to get away from all the noise? Like, get out of here. This is so many. Manufactured that I could not get behind that storyline. I could not get behind the vegetable oil. I couldn't get behind any of it. I was like, you guys have infinite means. You guys get free products. Like, I couldn't empathize. But, like, everything else in the episode I was cool with. But this was just, like, get out. Like, you guys are family. This always happens. I'm so done with this storyline of overstaying your welcome and then having it take up 30 minutes of the episode. Like, can we see more drama elsewhere, please? I don't want to see it.
I mean, I don't know. I was here for it. I was like, okay. It's relatable. I mean, you have a sibling stay with you way too long, especially you bring all your kids. Your kids are breaking stuff in my house, broke my mug, used up my vegetable oil. It's a lot. And then...
I want to see more of Kylie. Like, I want to see the Kylie-Kendall interaction. That's what I want to see.
Remember, they used
to be, like, so close. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I want to see that. I want to see Kylie as a mom. I want to see Kylie's interaction with people. Like, she intrigues me more than just seeing Courtney all the time. Because Courtney is, like, normal.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Kylie's normal, too. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a self-made billionaire. She's pretty normal.
Yeah.
But I like Kylie's personality, and I want to see a little bit more of it. I'm kind of tired of the same tropes.
They're going to save Kylie, because you know all that drama with Kylie and Jordan. So they're going to save that towards the, I think, like, the season finale.
I am so excited for that.
Towards the end.
I remember that's how I got back into the Kardashian realm, is, like, I found myself looking at news stories about the Jordan Woods scandal, and I just found myself in the rabbit hole of, oh, my God, what's going on? I would find myself having conversations with friends about it outside of work. I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, why am I so interested by this?
Make sure you guys stay tuned to our news and gossip, where we do speak a little bit about Jordan and what she's been up to as well. But, yeah, we're going to have to wait on Kylie. I'm glad Courtney went home after her house was pretty much cleaned out of all the smoke and everything. They vacuumed, she said, the ceiling. They did the floors. They just did a complete clean around, so everybody's in there. But before she left, Courtney didn't even tell Kendall how Rain went to the bathroom, peed in the bed. And so who knows if Kendall got a new mattress or not. We'll never know until now, probably. But, I'm here for it. It was a nice little episode. And then just the odd part I thought was weird was how they did the face yoga in the beginning. I didn't even know that was a thing. Face yoga.
The lip vibrating and, yeah.
Yeah, and then a whole different expressions, facial expressions. Who would have known?
It reminded me of, like, High School Musical. Like, I feel like singers will prepare their voices that way by being like, and, like, doing vocal exercises. So I thought it was fun. I also liked the bit where Kris Jenner was telling Scott, like, oh, you used to be weird, too. And then he, like, looks for validation, and he's like, wait, am I, like, still weird? She's like, no, you're good now.
I know.
I'm like, okay. Okay, he's got the seal of approval.
I know. Am I all right now or no? He's like, yeah, you're good, Scott. For now.
We're not going to make you the subject of the story.
Exactly.
Anymore.
We're not going to bring it back. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so let's move on to a little bit of news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so to kick things off, looks like Kim Kardashian got into a little bit of a heated beef with Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Kim tweets to Jack in the Box an alarming message and would like to speak to the manager now. She said, hey, Jack in the Box, I have a serious complaint, but I won't fully put you on blast. Can you check your corporate email inbox or send me a DM with direct person for my team to contact pronto? Then Jack wrote back, hey, Kim, we are unable to DM you. Please send us a DM with how we can get in contact with your team, and someone will reach out to you immediately. Turns out it was a whole thing. Kim said it wasn't about food or anything like that. She just said it was something that she saw where she was kind of alarmed by, and she wanted to reach out to Jack in the Box. But she said it didn't have to do with food. She was treated fine. It was something that she just observed at one of the restaurants.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she decided to speak up about it. You know, she's becoming a lawyer, so she's trying to get her cases.
Yeah. This is, like, practice for her.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's something that I really respect. I feel like, you know, Kim gets a lot of flack. It's like, oh, she wants to be an attorney now. But I'm like, good. Like, use your platform for good. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel like not enough people are recognizing that she's accomplished a lot. Like,
she has.
This is really amazing that she wants to enter the world of, like, social justice and, you know, prison reform. And I have a lot of respect for that. I think that's amazing that you can go from being, like, this reality TV star to an entrepreneur to, oh, now you want to be an attorney. It kind of shows that you can evolve as a person and you can be whoever you want to be, even if the public has perceived you a certain way. So what? Like, you can revamp your image. You can do whatever you want to do and not let anyone prevent you from chasing that. So props to her for
props
that.
Props to you, Kim.
Yeah. So in other news, Kylie Jenner has officially kicked out Jordan Woods. You know, I find this, I don't know how to feel about this, but basically, she kicked Jordan Woods out of her home. Allegedly, someone in the family wasn't cool with Jordan still keeping her things at Kylie's house. So Jordan ended up going back to the Kylie Jenner house. She picked up her things. Apparently, Kylie Jenner was not present, but a housekeeper was. And with regards to the situation with Khloé and Tristan, Khloé says her breakup with Tristan is still raw, but she tries to keep away any heavy, sad energy away from True because she thinks that True could pick up on some of those bad vibes and bad energy. She does, however, still want Tristan to be a part of True's life. What do you think about this?
I mean, that's true. true. Yeah. But I mean, it's nice. I know I heard that Jordan has a new home now. She posted on her social media she just got a new house. I'm glad that Khloé wants to still have True in the mix there and still have True be in Tristan's life. So that's pretty good. No reason to have them not communicate or interact in any ways.
Yeah, I think it's important to try to, you know, just because things aren't good with Tristan and Khloé doesn't mean that he shouldn't be play an active role in True's life. Also, like, I just feel like it's so crazy that Kylie and Jordan were so close. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like this isn't Kylie's decision. No. It really feels like for PR purposes, for respect for Khloé, she can't really be associated with Jordan because of what was done to her sister. And I don't know how to feel about it. It feels like their sisterhood has been permanently broken because of something that happened that, in my opinion, yeah, it was wrong, but like, look at the facts. Look how many times Tristan has done this, you know? Like, why is Jordan the one who's getting all the flack for something when she's so young? Yeah. Like, yes, I agree it's wrong, but, like, I don't know. The whole situation, I'm just, like, they've been friends for so long. Like, I can't see them being permanently torn apart by this.
I don't see it either. I think they still talk. I think they even still follow each other, so.
I feel like they do so privately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, one thing that's not private is Kylie and Travis both got matching tattoos for their daughter, Stormy. I mean, Travis got his right under some lips that he got on his arm, but he got a small one that says Stormy on there. Kylie got hers on the back of her arm. And then I don't know if I saw something where Kylie's friend, Stassi Baby, got one saying Stormy as well, which was kind of weird to me, but okay, you know, so everybody's getting a Stormy tattoo, might as well join in on the thing. It was a little weird.
Well, I mean, I think that's definitely better than getting a significant other tattooed on you. Because your offspring is always going to be your offspring. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you're significant. I mean, not to sound cynical, but you just, I kind of have like a weird thing about getting a significant other tattooed on you versus getting your daughter or son tattooed on you. I think it's a very different dynamic.
Definitely different.
Yeah, so I can get with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my God, they almost look similar.
I know, right?
James Charles, Kylie Jenner, like, that is a lot of beauty in one picture. So amid all the James Charles drama, he was seen at Kylie's skincare launch called Kylie Skin the other night after rumors that Kylie unfollowed him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remember with all the James Charles drama, so many people unfollowed him. Apparently not Kylie. Turns out James says she never followed in the first place. LOL, stop believing everything you read on the internet. Mm. End quote. But this was from the internet.
Yeah.
And this is the photo of him with Kylie. Mm-hmm. And he also has another pic with Momager Chris. So yes. It seems like all is well with that family. They're still cool. There was no beef there.
Still cool.
I was surprised when I heard that Kylie unfollowed him. I'm like, but she's so huge. Why would she feel the need to make a stand or say something? I don't know. I found it hard to believe when I heard it in the first place.
Yeah. Turns out she was never even following.
Yeah. I was like, why would she get involved with that?
So let's move on to Kris Jenner. Looks like Kris Jenner and her boo, a legend girlfriend, Sophia Grace, they were at Kylie's launch party as well with the Insta photo caption, partying in the bathroom. So it looks like everybody is all cool. You know, Kylie and Caitlyn, they still had a good relationship, but kind of didn't have a relationship. It's a little rocky, but it looks like everybody's all right. Caitlyn even brought Sophia. You know, they're supposed to be in a whole relationship themselves. So everybody's doing good at the Kylie ski and lunch.
Yeah. I like the aesthetic of that photo because it feels like very much like a Mean Girls photo.
Oh, I could see that.
You know
that.
What I mean? Like, oh, they're in the girls' room, and it's cute. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously this week was a very Kylie-heavy news week. In 2018, Kylie Jenner made $166 million.
Wow.
You guys, that is this is so crazy. Like, I can't even process this. This is insane. It's like 43.4 million a week, which roughly comes out to half a million a day. How is that possible?
That is crazy.
This is so insane. You know, obviously she's the youngest billionaire.
Right.
Like, it's so crazy.
To make all that money, just a week.
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't even fathom that amount at that age.
Such a young
age. At any age, but, like, money really does change you. Like,
it does.
You begin to, you know, yeah, like, I don't know, it's crazy to me. And I feel like Kylie seems to be very generous with her money, with her friends, and, you know, buying, like, really grand gifts for her friends, so... Yeah.
Props to you, Kylie.
I need a Leo friend in my life, too. Let's be friends, Kylie. No, but...
Oh, man. Well, we also have Kendall. It looks like in the news, Kendall's on again, off again, boo. Ben Simmons, who's a professional basketball player, has allegedly taken a break from the relationship. A source says that they are on a break. The relationship has run its course. They've actually broken up. She's spending time with her friends and getting back into the fun Kendall mode. And, you know, Ben lives in a whole other state, so it's hard for him. He plays for New Jersey. But that's it. They're done. I mean, they still got to remain friends, but they have called it quits.
Yeah, I feel like the minute you're on a break, you're just, it's just not.
That's
like
it.
We've saw it with Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, on and off again. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's move into another fun segment that we have, our Gram Glam. Yes, yes, yes. It's where we choose who was the glammiest. Ooh, not even a word, but I like that. Who had a lot of glam for Instagram. So first up is Kim. Now, Kim just released her Mrs. West collection makeup line, and she's giving you everything from the wedding anniversary that she just celebrated with Kanye, and she's mixed that into her makeup. And she's just giving us life. Here she is in a white, beautiful dress, kind of like her wedding dress, and this beautiful flowers around her. I mean, she looks stunning.
This is gorgeous because it's simple yet elegant, and you have the beautiful contrast of white and black, with the black looking like more of a lacy fabric. And I love, love, love the off-the-shoulder look with the slicked back hair. I think it really creates this very elegant, classy look that feels like it belongs in Vogue magazine.
Yes.
I am all for this look. I love white on
great.
Kim.
Yeah.
I love it.
Looks perfect.
Yeah.
So our next pick is we have Courtney. Courtney is on the cover of Paper Magazine, and she did this full-blown spread. She's in this nice little, I guess, Alice in Wonderland kind of dress where it's a big old poof blue dress. I mean, it's cute. Looks fun.
This is definitely giving me Betsy Johnson vibes.
Oh, I could see that.
It's super fun. I love how it's like kind of like superhero-y on top and it goes out like that. It's funny because I feel like this is kind of the opposite of her personality. Like,
yes.
I feel like we always see Courtney as the voice of reason. She's the one who's the most normal. She's the one who wears like very neutral colors, very boho chic. And to see her kind of pushing the boundary and doing something a little different is cool. Like, I like that it's kind of bringing out her inner child in a sense. And I like that, you know, it's not sexualized really. It's just fun.
That's cute. That's cute.
Yeah.
Next up was we have Chloe in front of Kim's car, actually. She put on her Instagram modeling her Good American outfit. I mean, this is a cute little pink two-piece, biker shorts, a little crop top. It's cute. Sporty Barbie.
It's definitely Elle Woods, legally blonde, but on the run. Yeah, I like it. I dig it. It's nothing that's, like, groundbreaking for me, though. I feel like it's something that we would see, you know, the everyday girl wear. Right. You know, it's very L.A., very kind of like Malibu vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Malibu cute. Barbie.
Yes. Next we have is Kendall. She's over there in Cannes, or at the Cannes Film Festival, hanging out, being beautiful like she always is. She posted her cute little model pic on this pink puff tight dress, and it's cute.
Yeah, it's giving me Sweet 16 vibes. I'm not in love with it, but it is mm-hmm. cute. Yeah. It's not, like, my favorite thing I've ever seen her wear, but I feel like Kendall can genuinely pull off anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's a model after all. Like, but she really knows how to work any type of outfit, and I think this is, it's fun.
Right. And then last but not least is that we have Kylie, and Kylie doing her signature pose in all white, have her green pumps on, this cute little gray bag, and just being Kylie, just giving you sass, giving you sex appeal, giving you life.
This looks like a Fashion Nova ad.
I can see that.
Yeah, no, really, it's like get your Fashion Nova leggings for 50% off. Like, I like it. I like the lime green heels, but this is definitely not my favorite look. Are we going to vote for our favorite?
Yes, yeah? We're going to vote for okay. our favorite.
I feel like there's definitely a clear winner here. Like, in my eyes, there is literally no competition with these photos.
I know.
There's no competition. Are you ready for it?
Let's do our little drum roll.
Three,
two,
one.
Kim!
Yes!
Oh my gosh. Know, Kim just looks great.
Like, there's no comparison. This is Vogue.
Yeah.
This is genuinely, like, it's so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she's been killing it lately.
She really has. And this whole collection is just wonderful. I mean, the Mrs. West collection looks great.
It's funny because normally I feel like I would go with Kylie because even, like, seeing her at the Met Gala, I was all for mm-hmm. Kylie.
She looked
yeah,
good.
Kylie and Kendall, like, usually kill it in my eyes. But Kim's been stepping up her game lately.
Yeah.
I'm like, all for this.
Go ahead, Kim. Well, last but not least, let's get into some predictions real quick about next week's episode. So, predictions. We see them going camping. We see a little bit more about Chloe and her figuring this whole thing out with Corey.
Ooh, I know what's going to happen.
Uh-oh. You want to go first?
Corey's a serial killer. They're going to be out in the woods. They're going to notice something. Right. Someone is going to disappear. We're going to find out that Jordan Woods is no longer in the picture. But where is she? What did Corey do with her? I don't know, Mina. Honestly, I don't know what drama is going to happen. Obviously, I feel like Corey is just, like, a good guy. Like, seems really solid, just private. Nothing wrong with that. And camping is fun. I feel like we're going to get some of that parent trap stuff where we're going to have some of the girls be like, I can't camp. And it's going to be more glamping than camping.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I see.
They're going to be in full hair and makeup. There's no way they're not. Don't tell me it's camping.
That's what I see. I mean, I'm pretty sure camping's going to go horrible. I mean, you can always see the tent was getting ready to blow away. It's going to be tough. They're bringing all the kids, plus Lars's kids, and I just don't think camping's going to go too well. I also think Chris is going to bring up the whole Corey situation to the other girls, like Kim and Courtney, and let them know, like, just relax, Corey's here, like, calm down type of vibes, and then Kendall's just going to be relaxing in her home, finally.
Yeah, so. Kendall's always, like, chill, non-confrontational.
Right.
Like, Kendall and Courtney and Kylie, I feel like they're the most normal, and then it's always, like, Chloe who has, like, something to say that stirs the pot, mm-hmm. and then Kim is just extremely diplomatic.
Right.
Like, I feel like she knows how to play all sides of everything in Libra fashion. Like, she's very balanced, and then... Chris is gonna say something. I love Chris, the Chris Chloe dynamic. It's just funny, and it's changed a lot over time.
It sure has.
It's gotten closer, I feel like.
Well, let us know in the comments down below what you guys think. Of course, if you're listening to us on iTunes and Spotify, please leave those reviews there as well. Give us 5 stars on Spotify, or sorry, on iTunes. I am one of your hosts here, Howard III. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard III. I also do a show called Back to Reality on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays as well at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Nakia. So make sure you guys hang out and come on and see me over there. Mina, where can we find you?
Hey, everyone. You guys can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic. I talk about movies, pop culture, politics, believe it or not. I love social justice issues, social-ish, like everything related to politics. But you can also find me on the She's Gotta Have It panel. And we're going to be knocking that out in a week, you guys. It's a Netflix show. It's season 2, Spike Lee. Really great show. Tune in to She's Gotta Have It every day this week, pretty much. And yeah, until next time.
Alrighty. Until next time, we will see you guys all next Sunday.
See ya.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.